the people of God, even in ancient times, it's called the people of God, even in the Old Testament. Kung makita, they've been through all the hardships, sufferings in life. Atong nasabtan kanina from Abel to Zechariah, what happened to Prophet Zechariah. And ato sab ni nga ma-take up this morning the book of Hebrews and soon the men and women in faith. Nga diin, doon na sa episode dito ang offers sa Hebrews nga diyon sa sila pagpatay kani ato doon ay gigabas, dito nga ang lawas isun pinagi sa spada o sab ipamatay sila, ipamutlan sila o mga ulo o hangtod na sa pag-abot ni Ginoong sa Kristo, hangtod na sa age of the apostles until 100 AD, then it's on to the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th century, the early Christian church, as we study so on sa church history, how the people of God and how the saints and how the Christians endured all those ups and downs, all those hardships, tribulation, persecution, and so on. Hangtod sa to ang panahon karon. And this church also is so on. Nasayod ta. Nakita ni Adyo sabtag mga ups and downs. Ni Adyo sabtag daghan ng mga problema. And our prayer is so is that to regain the reputation of this local church. And we've been praying to God and so on. And we thank God that church is to exist Japan until this time. So what's the reason and so on kung nganong nagpabilin ta sa tuang relasyon sa Ginoo? It's all because of the grace of God. Amen? And it's all because of the grace of God. It's when we grow in maturity, when we grow in our spiritual life, o padayon ta, na nagpublo, nagstruggle sa to ang mga weaknesses, how to be so, sa ang plano sa Ginoo sa itong kinabuhi to be conformed to the image of His Son, and that the Lord Jesus Christ will be manifested in our lives. Although we have weaknesses in some, but the Word of God said in our weaknesses, His strength, His power is made perfect. In where? In our weaknesses. Paul said, therefore, whenever I am weak, then I am strong. It's all because of the grace of God and so on. Nakita, na-endure. At itong mga Christians, mga katawan sa Ginoong nauna na ito, kung nangamatay na, sila malipayo ni soon, na ni-enter sa kingdom sa Ginoo, nakikuban sa Ginoo karon ni soon, nga walay pagmahay. Nakita nila ang mga butang, wala nila makita kaniadto. Kibaw mo, unsa ang butang na gihatag sa Ginoo nato? Ug nganong nakapadayon ta? Hangtod karon ug grasya sa Ginoo makapadayon ta hangtod sa katapusan. Unsa may gihatag sa Ginoo diha ninyo to see the things that are unseen. Pagtan-aw sa mga butang na dili gani makita, but we hope for. And we even rejoicing it so tumot sa mga promises sa Ginoo. At sa ang gift na gihatag sa Ginoo diya ninyo. What is that? Maragina naman, nagduha mo. What is that church? Faith. God gave us the faith. Even if so on, ang mga saints in the Old Testament, hangtod sa New Testament, ug hangtod sa church history, the early Christians, na nag-una nato, sila nakapatayan ng tos katakusan tungkol sa pagtuo ang gihatag sa Ginoo. Ug ang pagtuo nga naa nila, mausap ang pagtuo ang gihatag sa Ginoo, diha ninyo, ug diri sab nako. So kung managsama ang pagtuo ito ang gihatag sa Ginoo, kung sila nakapadayon hangtod sa katapusan, kita, ang pangutana, makapadayon na hangtod sa katapusan. padayon ba ang ato ang pagbugno sa itong pagtuo ison hangtod yung balik ang Ginoo? O ba sa hindi bakit nagkapog kakapoy sa imuhang pagtuo? Ayaw ba siya kakapoy ison sa pagtuo? I hope and my prayer is and ang message niya tayo sa Ginoo karon mahimo na siya na blessing para ninyo that you will be encouraged. Ako sa bison, may encourage ko sa mensahe na ihatag si Ginoo nato. So the title of my message is Faith to Faith. Faith from first to last is so on. And I will give you the biblical meaning of faith. And this morning so on, by the help of God and of His grace, you will be able to know the significance, the importance of faith. Nagihatay si Ginoo. So the biblical meaning of faith, and the author of Hebrews is so in the book of Hebrews, kibaw mata ang author is uncertain, di ba? O matakibaw kung isang author sa Hebrews. Dagan man ang mga candidate, ilahang gibutaran kung kinsa yun ang nagsulat. Ang pinakauna yun si Apostle Paul. So the author of Hebrews gives us a vivid definition of faith. In your Bibles, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. It says there in Son. Now faith is the assurance of what? Things hoped for, and the conviction or the evidence of things not seen, or evidence of the things unseen. So sa New King James Version, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ang faith, dili sab nato makita. Pero ang faith nga gihatag sa Ginoo nato, mao ato ang gigamit ikson pagtan-aw sa mga butang dili usab makita. Pero atong giunsa man gilauman. Nakita ba ninyo ang eternal life? Nakita ba ninyo ang New Jerusalem, ang kingdom sa Ginoo, streets of gold, life with God and so on? Nakita ba na nato? No. Pero nag-hope ba mo ana nga inyuhan na mabatunan in the future sa pagbalik sa Ginoo? Kamo nag-looking forward ba na or wala? Is it that's the reason that you are not excited, we are not excited in our journey and so on with God in this earth? Matintal ko happy pag tribute kang Paul sa book of Hebrews. Uncertain man ang author ani. The author of Hebrews said, balik ko na ko, now faith is the substance or the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Greek word for faith itself is pistis. P-I-S-T-I-S. Pistis. Of course, if you look at the word, the English word believe or trust, makita niyo iso nga, of course, ang pistis is nagabase gyapon na, nagadepende gyapon na sa iyang context diyan sa pag-use ang word. But definitely, pistis means to trust or believe. To whom? So, if you have faith, then you have faith to whom? You trust whom you trust in Zion, whom you believe. Say mong kagalingan, you have faith, say mong kagalingan, you trust yourself, just believe in yourself, matul pa nila. No. Ang object in Zion sa ito ang faith is si God. Siya. So, dili ato ang kagalingan. Balik ko na ko, the Greek word for faith is pistis. Definitely means to trust or believe. And faith is so on, not anak ko, din man na siya gikan. Gikan ta na to. Itong haaraba na siya gikan sa itong sulod, is so on. So din nakatungog sa pulo sa Gino or gikan sa Gino. Gikan sa Gino or gikan sa itong kagalingan. Gikan sa Gino, asan na nato makita. Importante ni siya. Basi pangutanon mo nga di man gikan pag to, inyuha ba na o sa Gino. Sagarang tao kung wala kakibawa sa scripture, may ngunta, gikan din na nato. Kaya mo na itong gigamit ko sa pagtuo sa Gino. So, pagtuo, imuha din na. Dili man mo akong gingon sa scripture sa Romans chapter 12 verse 3. At makita din na na ang faith is also a God-given gift. Ngayahang ihatag isoon. Romans chapter 12 verse 3, faith is also a God-given gift. It says, for through the grace given to me, Apostle Paul said, I say to everyone among you, sa mga Christians in Rome, maong recipient, maong epistle or letter, yung si Paul, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has what? Alluded. Ano sabi sa inyo ang version? Dealt. Okay. Or alluded. Sa New King James Version, chapter 12, verse 3, naging what? For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So, kinsa ang nag-dealt, kinsa ang nag-alut, kinsa ang nag-hatag, nag-supply, nag-provide, and so on, of faith. Sa katawahan sa Gino, ang mismo ang Diyos. Siya ang naghatag sa tag-tag sa ison o pagtuo. And faith, mga tanak ko, siya ba necessary or dili? Kinahanglan ba ang pagtuo or dili ison? What do you think? If you have no faith, can you please God? No. In the book of Hebrews, again, chapter 11, verse 6, the author of Hebrews said, and without faith, it is what? Impossible. In Greek, it's what is adunami. Or adunatus. Imposible. Imposible nga makapahimuot ka sa Ginoo kung wala kay pagtuo. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, or that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So makita nato the necessity of faith. Kanina, nakita nato ang biblical meaning of faith, right? The next is so on, na ang faith, gikan sa Ginoo, dili sa tao. The third one, ato nakita usab, the necessity of faith. You cannot please God if you don't have faith. Faith is necessary, it's on, because you have to believe. Kung wakay pagtuo, di yun na mahimo nga makatuo ka o makaibaw ka, that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Kung wala tayo pagtuo, di isang kakibaw at soon, nga Ginoo di ay ang nagsulti sa iyang pulong pinagi sa Biblia. Kung wala sa kay pagtuo, so di sa kay bawo nga Ginoo mo creator sa heaven and earth. Kung wala kay pagtuo, so di sa kay bawo nga Ginoo di ay siya the just God, o siya magahukom sa tanan nga nakasala sa iyang balaod in the future. Kay bawo ana. Sa kay bawo sa kung wala kay pagtuo, di sa kay bawo nga anghel i-prepare sa Ginoo para sa mga tao nga dili may nulsulod, para sa mga tao nga mga makasasala. Kung wala po kayong faith, bisan og naglingkod ka sa imuhang bangko, ito ako, ako nagwali ko rin, kung wala kayong pagtuo, di ka makasabot kung sa imuhang gihimo. wala sa kay pagtuo, dili ka makasimba sa Ginoo in spirit and in truth. Kung wala kay faith, labaw nang di ka kailan ni Kristo o labaw nang dili ka mahisugma niya. Therefore, faith is necessary. If you have no faith in someone, you are nothing. You are nothing if you don't have faith. And faith is on the word faith. Neogur is on, o makita nato sa Biblia, whole counsel of God, both Old and New Testament. You know how many times? 769 times, both in the Old and the New Testament. Faith. So, makita nato ang significance sa faith. The Old Testament saints, ang makatawag sa Ginoo in the Old Testament, sa ilang relationship o sa ilang paglakaw sa Ginoo, din yung kalibutan na parehas nato ron. Although, nalibutan sila sa daghan ng mga kasakit, mga tribulation, mga hardships, isun-talisun sila kinabuhi, mga temptation. Pero ang nakapa-endure nila o nakapadayon sa ilang journey, ilang relationship sa Ginoo, mga ilang faith towards God. They rather believe God its own than to dwell in the tents of the sinners. So mga na ilang gamit until in the New Testament hangpun sa kumpanahon karun. And here it's on the whole chapter of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The author spent this large portion is on writing regarding the men and women of faith in the Old Testament, seeing how significant and how glorious and how victorious and triumphant their lives was. Ilang kinabuhi iso. Kung unsa ka glorious, kung unsa ka significant, kung unsa ka madaugon, ilang kinabuhi. So ang author din ni, yaha din ni gi-spend o unsa ka, of course, originally, wala man din chapter ang Bible. Even in the Old Testament, the Hebrew, diba? Old Testament and the Greek New Testament, wala man din chapter, wala yung verse. And in fact, in so on, in Greek, is nakasuan na siya, sumpay-sumpay, bagay na siya. Ang mga Bible scholars na maoy nag-divide, anak. O hinana na siya kadelikado. Kung kayo, pwede niyo mabuwag ang usak ka pronoun, gikan sa iyahang na word. O diha, in so on, dagan ang mga sayop ng mga translation. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, ako balikon, isulat na sa author may tungod sa mga men and women of faith. So mao ni ato ang so be patient in zone, mao ni ato ang tukion ron. Atong basahon ang ilahan ng mga kinabuhi. So I hope in zone, we hope and we pray na kita ma-bless, na kita ma-encourage, o mao ni makapa justice nato in zone na mapadayon na sa itong pagtuuhang ito sa pagbalik sa Ginoo. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1 hangtod sa 40. Hebrews chapter 11. So siguro sab nato ison from verse 1, and I hope ison kamo careful nga mag-follow every characters nga gikuha sa author. Himo niya nga example at soon sa ilang kinabuhi, yun sa nila pagpuyo na dunay pagtuo sa Ginoo. And how they endured all those trials and all those hardships at soon nga bisan nga ilang kinabuhi naputang na sa danger o sa risgo, but they never loved their lives. Ilang itugyan na ilang kinabuhi for the sake sa Ginoo. So starting from verse 1, it's so ingon ang author din, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. So unsa kinsa mga elders na yung gisgutan? Ito mga nauna nila. By faith. See, in verse 3. Look at your Bibles. By faith, we what? We understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Unlike the gitudlo sa mga scientists ni Sun Big Bang Theory, right? Nga nitungha lang yun, nani siya nga daan, walay Ginoo nga ni-exist, walay Ginoo nga ni-create sa heaven of earth, sa mga stars and the whole universe, with all those galaxies and so on, and the Milky Ways. Grabe ang science. Ikontra sila sa usang kamaturan. Because they don't have faith. They don't have faith from God, it's on. But if you are a Christian, God gave you faith for you to understand that He created the heavens and the earth according to His Word. Amen? If you don't have faith, it's on. Hindi ka kasabot. Hindi ka makibaw, maghimo na sa Ginoo. Deframe niya by the word of Him, so that the things which are seen, kini mabutang ato nakita, were not made of things which are visible. Ex nihilo. When God created the heavens and the earth, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And so in Genesis 1:1, when God created bara Elohim. Bereshit bara Elohim. When God created heavens and the earth out of nothing. God, paghimo niya sa mga langit o sa yuta, wala siya'y materyale. He created all these things out of nothing. That's powerful. That's how powerful God is. He created it. So, kung maghimo kag balay, pwede rin pag-imagine ang imong balay. Bisan pag mag-drawing gara kag balay, di ba, Duki? Bisan kung sa imong drawing nun, hindi tayo kag instrumento na imong magamit. Lapis, ballpen, or paper, or drawing book. Imo kag balay, kinangan kag materialis. So, si God, paghimo niya sa mga langit o sa yuta, out of nothing. Huwag materyales na gigamit ang Ginoo. Tunghaan yung tanan ng materyales, tungod yung gihimo sa Ginoo. So gihimo niya, these things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now here is what natang faith at the dawn of history. So nakita nato sa history. Starting from Abel. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Diba sa mga sacrifice kay ni Abel? Ito mga familiar sa story. Si Abel nag-offer niya to God o unsa man, una nga bunga sa iyang mga karnero. Right? Tambuk o maayo, dili masakiton. Pero si Cain, ang iyang gi-offer sa Ginoo unsa man, lifeless. Doon na ba'y dugo? Doon na ba'y significance? No. Ayan yung offer sa Ginoo, yung mga bunga sa young harvest. Diba? Plants, vegetables, or fruits. Pero si Cain, si Abelison, offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Bisag patay na si Abel, pero nakisugi gihapon siya sa Ginoo. Do you believe that? If you have faith, you will believe. But if you don't, it's on. Believe, give yourself. Pwede sa ninyo nga i-mark din na kutog na makita ninyo nga dunay faith, because the whole chapter of Hebrews 11 talks about faith. Pwede ninyo mabadlisan ito kung pilang kabuong faith ang ato magkiyadron. So by faith, nasa verse 5, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. So si Enoch, usa siya sa mga tao, pinakauna nga tao nga naka-record sa Bible nga wala maka-experience o unsa man death. Kaya pagtanaw mo, kinsa mang unang tao nga wala maka-experience of death in the Bible? Enoch.
si Enoch Iksuon, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him.
Makita na niya in Genesis.
For before he was taken, although it's not detalyado ang record ni Enoch sa Genesis, pero isulti sa dito sa humubo lang na siya ikuha o sa before pa siya ikuha sa Ginoo, this testimony that he pleased God, he walked with God. Huwag niya makita ang Ginoo, but he had faith towards God. And God, kuha siya son, and he did not experience death. But without faith, in verse 6, it is impossible to please God or to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, or that he exists. The scientists don't believe it, son, and dagan sa mga taong wala silang magtuo at yun ay Ginoo, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Punta na ko rin yun kamo nagpangita pa sa Ginoo every day. Do you believe that God is the rewarder of those who diligently seeking him? If you seek God, if you are a seeker of God, it's going to know God better, to know God more, to love him, then God will give you a reward in the future. So, ayaw mo pag, hindi naman pinapulisoon ng iha na itong Ginoo. Read your Bibles. Pray every day. Muna ang kanta, di ba? That you will grow, 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 and grow. But if you will not read your Bible and will not pray every day, you will what? Of course, you will not grow. You will not grow, and you will not grow. Malayo mo sa presensya sa Ginoo, and makaluol mo si Satan. It was an apelson by faith. Noah, si Noah na usap, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Si Noah, how many years is so nga gikan si Noah gi-reveal diha niya sa Ginoo kung unsa ang hitabo? O pila siya katuig na nagpaabot iso ang tuwan kay gi-build niya ang ark na gingon si Ginoo. Limang tanaa sila sa bukiran niya dapit. Ang Ginoo ni divinely revealed na itong Noah na iyahang puuhon ang katawahan na iyang gihimo pinagi sa baha. Pero si Noah wala siya mag-doubt sa Ginoo. He believed God and he do his own, build the ark that God commanded him to build. So by faith, yapon, pagtuo ng yapon, and by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Now let's go to Abraham. Kinsama si Abraham his son, known as the father of many nations, or father of, as Apostle Paul said, portrayed to Abraham, father of faith. Right? Father of faith. So in verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. When God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, it's on. Wakaibaw si Abraham kung asa siya padu. But he believed God kung nagitawag siya sa Ginoo o gisaaran siya sa Ginoo ng maangkon niya ang daghan ng mga isama. Makaangkon siya o panalangin usap o inheritance usap o panulundun, pero wa siya kibawa kung asa siya mo ato. By faith he dwelt, Abraham by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country. Kasi ganang land of promise, familiar land of promise, isa siya Canaan. right?
Land flowed with milk and honey.
So by faith he dwelt his son in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So ang gipaabot igsoon ni Abraham dili mao ang literal o physical nga inheritance, kundi igsoon ang house na diin ang builder o ang maker is si God. By faith, Sarah, kisa na si Sarah, asawa ni Abraham, herself also received strength to conceive seed. How old Sarah was when he conceived Isaac? 90 or 91? Mag-imagine mo sa mga tigulang nun, 90 or 91? It's so old. Magkatawa siya ka, ah, si man lang, ah, grabe, burot pa man. Numatulos pa man. Yes. Tungod kayo na naman, there is no impossible. Wala butang na malisod para sa Ginoo. Kung once gani ang Ginoo mo promise, He will do. And He will accomplish what He said. He will do what He promised. He promised to Abraham 20 years and so on plus na nagpaabot sa Abraham o si Sarah na ihatag sa Ginoo ang ilahang heir. Anak yun ni Abraham at tugang Sarah. Pero 100 years old si Abraham, 90 or 91 years old si Sarah, but faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child where she was past the age na, menopausal age na, di na ang ngayon ng mga anak. Pero nag-conceive yapon siya. Because she judged him, she judged God faithful who had promised. Si God magood, faithful magood, siya trustworthy. Kung promise siya, buhaton din na niya. In verse 12, therefore from one man and him as good as dead were born. Diba ka si Abraham as good as dead? Why? Tigulang ko sila puros. My Lord, who is old, magkaanak pa ako, tiguang po, past age na, lapas na sinuposan, mga na, sabi mo na Ginoo, why is Sarah laughing? Yung sa kay Abraham, yung Sarah, huwag kong katawa, katawa siya, kibawang Ginoo, katawa sa siyang kabili, hindi siya nakatuo. Therefore, from one man, and in him, as good as them, were born as many as what? As the stars. Kasi makaihap ninyo sa mga stars, no? But ang mga anak o mga kaliwata na Abraham will be promised again, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Mayihap ninyo ang mga Jew, kara? Kaya ito niya mga Jew, hindi. So sa tuod-tuod, gamay sila ng nation or country, pero hindi mo sila maihap. Hindi mo sila maihap. And verse 13, the heavenly hope exhort. So as I said, be patient and read your Bibles with you. Carefully read it so and chew and taste every word and phrase in the Bible. Be absorbed and so on. This all in verse 13, this all died in faith. Yung sila tanan na mamatay sa ang zaman. Sa ilahang pagtuo. Wa sila mubali, wa sila mubiya sa Ginoo, but they died. They all died in faith. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Although na yung mga butang iso, wala nila maangkol. Pero sila nagtanaw ato na ilahat tumabatunan. Yapon. For those who say, in verse 14, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now, here's the contrast in zone. Now they desire a better, that is a what? Heavenly country. Dili lang kay promised land. Ang ilang ipaabot. Ang saad sa Ginoo nga yuta na ilang maangkon. Pero soon, they desire a better pagod, mas labaw pa, that is a heavenly country. Dili ang kalibutan, but a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. They're not amazed sa faith na ilangan na patunan ni Son, although sila makita sa Ginoo, but they believe in God. And they believe in Son, the house and the heavenly country, that God is the maker and the builder. Uwa sila mauwaw na sila siya ang Ginoo ng ilang gituungan. Sayo na dito sila na ang Ginoo mo nag-andang kong syudad alang kanila. And here is on balik the faith of the patriarchs. Kinsa mga patriarchs gani? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. By faith, Abraham again, when he was tested, unsa ang dako nga pagsulay ni Abraham? Hibaw mo? Ang dugay niya gipaabot nga anak. Pag-abot na gin siya ang anak, pagdako-dako na, gisulayan sa si Ginoo, gipangayo pa gin. Wala na ingon niya pangayo, niingon pa gin ang Ginoo, i-offer siya as a burnt offering. Ako maka-imagine ko akong anak, ako ang ibutan sa altar, ako ang dugabon, akong ihawon, ugnalan na ako si Ginoo. Dili kaya sa kumuot. Pero si Abraham is by faith. Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. So tiningon ang Ginoo nga offer si Isaac, of whom it was said, in Isaac your son, your seed shall be called. Concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Liman ka isuon, ubos si Abraham iyaha nga nimo na Ginoo nga in your seed, singular na in your seed shall be called, nga iyaha nga ear. Pero ang ituuhan ni Abraham that God is able to raise my son. God is able to show na banhaw niya ako ang anak. That is faith. You have faith like Abraham this time when you're sitting there singing worship to God, reading His word, hearing His message. You have faith like Him. And by faith of Isaac, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. And by faith of Jacob, when he was dying, sabiang himatyon si Jacob, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. Actually, Isaac, iyahan yung kinatao. Euphemism na siya. Euphemism na, wala direct ba ang word. By faith of Joseph, when he was dying, sa dinimatyon si Joseph, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. Ako, nungutahan na ito ninyo. Kapag himatyon si Joseph dito sa Egypt, kibawag ko si Joseph nga dunay deliverer, kibawag ko si Joseph nga mahawas din sila gikan sa Egypt nga ito sa lahing nga David. Diba ba si Joseph ato? Wala. Pero niingon si Joseph sa dyan palimak yun siya iso. Niingon si Joseph nila kung kamo excuse me pagkara akong muba. Diba ba si Joseph iso nga sila Mabuti na panahon na sila mubiyaw, mubalag yun sa ilahang mga amahan. Kanyang si Joseph, dadaan ako ang bukog kauban ninyo. Pag si Joseph, totally waksak ibaw ang suhon na sila ba, mahawas ba sila gikan diya sa Egypt. Pero pinaagi sa iyang pagtuo. Ngayon si Joseph, nang iya na mabukog, silang departure sa children of Israel, iya ko sa may padala. By faith, usap, Moses, verse 23, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. So by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Diba si Moses, di-adapt raman siya sa daughter ni Pharaoh? Pero sa diyan, dako na si Moses, ito ang bias faith, may refuse siya to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. While, so nauna sa tao, nindot kayo na siya nga privilege, di-adapt sa usap ka royal blood. So usap ka inila ang taas na tao. Pero si Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. That is faith. That is faith in zone. Moses chose to have affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing, the temporal pleasures of this world. The temporal is zone and the passing pleasures of sin. Wag na gipili ni Moses. Todo tempting kayo na magpuyo ka sa palasyo ni Pharaoh. Kagad ang pagkaon, doon ay mga maids son, pero iyang ipili tungod kinituo siya. Ipili niya nga mag-antos kauban sa makatawan sa Ginoo. Then, to have pleasures, the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looks to the reward. Wow! The author mentioned here Christ. The scripture interprets scripture itself. Moses was looking forward for the reward. In verse 27, by faith, Moses again, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Kinsa niya gitadlokan ang Pharaoh, ang king ba? Nga grabe son sa evil or ang Ginoo nga dili makita. He rather feared God who is invisible than Pharaoh. And by faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Ang Passover sacrifice, right? Ang gihatag sa Ginoo nga patyon sa Ginoo ang gabi una ang tanan ng mga kamagwangan. Pero ito si Moses sa Ginoo gihatag nimo. And by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempting to do so were drowned. Kung yung mag-visualize ito ang journey ni Moses, kauban ang mga children sa Israel. Kung sa kalayo ang ilang journey ito, pero pag-abot, pag-dito, did end. Ang Red Sea mo'y nakaulang, mutanaw sa wala, bukid, mutanaw sa tuo, bukid sa ang mga Egyptians, nagpadung nila to devour them. But by faith and so on, they pass through and by the Red Sea. Mura and so on, o kanang yuta, ilahang kilaktan. Niagi sila, tumugi ang dagat, di patunga sa Ginoo. But the Egyptians, attempting to do so, misuon po na mga Egyptians, ang mga soldiers ni Pharaoh, pero and so on, sila nga lumos. So nakita na mo, in history, so on, usara ni ka-record, na ang dagat na tunga, kung may, hindi mo ma-imagine kung anak mo sa Talisay, Kunya makunga ang dagat, wagi mo padungong buhul. Inyo nang ma-imagine, posible kayo, lagi posible. Pero para sa Ginoo, tanang butang, posible para niya. Because He is an omnipotent God. He is all-powerful God and there is no such thing in so niya heart para sa Ginoo. And by faith, they overcame. They're almost done. It's on verse 13. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Kinsa man tong leader sa soldiers o sa katawan sa Israel son na nag-march sila with the priest. Nagtulog sila sa Jericho. So that the Jericho son. Kinsa man to? Joshua. So by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. When Joshua and son received an instruction from God, kung unsaon, 6 days to 7 days, so shout nila ang trumpet. Shout ang trumpet ha. Patingukon ang trumpet, mulingon sa Ginoo, ang mga walls, no need na nga. Imuha pang pil-pilon aron mga aron makulpa. Diya dahil nisun ang walls at Jericho na kulpa. And it's easy for them to enter and destroy the people who live in Jericho. In verse 31, by faith, dunay pagtuwid son, tibaw mo kinsa si siya? Kung saan niya ang status kinabuhi, usa siya ka? Prostitute, a harlot. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. Kato si Rahab, isun sa diyan, nagitaguan niya ang mga spies, nagipadala. Nituon siya nga i-destroy ang ilang lugar, pero iyahan sila nagikip, itaguan. Then iyahan ipagi sa wall, di ba? Ipaikyas, ipadagan. So by faith, si Rahab nagkalingkawas sa batong na hitabo. And verse 32, and what more shall I say? Ngayon pa yun ang author sa Hebrews, so ito sa pamanako ang isulti. Dili igo ang iyahang time, iyahang disulted reason, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon sa ilahang mga pagtuo, Barak, the judges, reason, ang mga judges sa panahon na wala tayong mga hari. Gideon, Barak, and Samson, you know Samson? Jephthah, also of David, and Samuel, and the prophets. Si Jephthah, tungkol kay iyahang mama, sa kaharlot, ni palaya siya sa Maison, pero God used Jephthah to rule over the people of God, and they conquered his son. Jephthah became a judge. Those times, Giyos siya sa Ginoo. Also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who, through faith, subdued what? Kingdoms. Grabe yun. Subdued nilang kingdoms, pagtuo lang ang ilang gigamit. Worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. Pinsan man itong gitagat dito sa mga lion. Daniel. Daniel, ningon ba siya? Ayaw. Ang lion nagnganga. Ningon ba siya? Wala. Because Daniel believed that God is able to rescue and to deliver him from the mouth of the lions. Amen? Inaala ka dako ilang pagtuo. And next, quench the violence of fire. Kinsa man itong butang ito sa hudlo. Gidubli pa ka ito ang kainit sa kayo. Son. Shadrach, Meshach, o Abednego. Pero, nahadlok ba sila? Wala. Wala sab sila ma-consume soon sa fire because of their faith. Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong towards their faith, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Inaan sila kaiso, go to gamay, kontra dagan, like tang Gideon. Sila lang lakabo. Christians need to read history. in the Bible, true stories on 300 na sila, bakit sa pinakalibo nilang kontra. Pero ang tungod yan, you know who fight for them. And God delivered their enemies into their hands. Because it's on silang faith that there is God, there is the presence of God, and the battle, of course, belongs to the Lord. And women received their dead raised. Tulang ninyo ha, mga lakira, mga babae sa, nagunay pagto, women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, paglapdos, bugal-bugal, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn into, gigapas sila ison, gitunga sila, were tempted, ginatintal, were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute. Sabaw mo, ang say, mas pobre, destitute or poor? Bili ko na ko, ang say, mas pinaka low of status, ang poor or destitute? Ang poor, okay? Makakapong pa man. Destitute. Milagro na doon ay kausap sa kadlaw ng makakaon. Pero sila ang mga katawan sa Ginoo. Gipili nila iso na mag-anto sila na maglipay sila sa sala at kalimutan. They chose iso to be persecuted. Pero naka-endure sila tungod silang pagtuo sa Ginoo. Afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all this, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. There is a plan of God for them and for His people. Bisan sa tuang time karon, wala to nila maobtain, for there is better so on. Nga dili to nila maangkon kung wala usab kita ng mga niini nga panahon, it's lang sa umaabot pagyud nga panahon ng mga katawan sa Ginoo. Because there is a unity. The Old Testament saints and in this last day saints, it's all one people, one God, one Lord, one Mediator, it's all the Lord Jesus Christ. So in chapter 12 of Hebrews, it says here, it's on, therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews concluded in chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, we also, so siya, in his present time, siya ang author sa book of Hebrews, kuyog ison usab sa mga Kristohanon, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Kakinsa man ni refer ang great cloud of witnesses ison, basta naglibog mo ana. Katotong gibasa ng mga men and women in faith. We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Di alirungan tanila ison, di daw alirungan tanila mga bagang panganod sa saksi. Dili, saksi ni Jehovah. Kandili, mga bagang panganod di atong mga nagatuo before us. So wala pakita ison sila. Let us lay, unsa sa akong buhimuon ison, let us lay aside every, unsa man, way. Unsa itong buhaton mga nakabuhat sa itong pagdagan, sa itong pagtuo, unsa itong relasyon sa Ginoo, doon na ba'y butang ison nga nakapahasol o nag-intango, hindi mo nga dili ka makapadayo sa itong pagtuo, wala ni mo ma-enjoy ang life with Christ, enjoy with life with God, ison, wala ba ni mo ma-enjoy o wala ni mo masabti, piningan nindot na lumbas pagto na diset sa Ginoo before you. So lay aside, it's on, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us.
Ang mga bulok aton, labaw sa tanan, unsa man ang sala.
Ang mga unconfessed sins ni my son, it's better to confess that, it's better to confess that to God, because God is just and He is faithful to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. That's the promise of God in His forgiveness. Amen ba? That God will give you two things. If you confess your sins, you will be forgiven and God will purify you. God will cleanse us, cleanse you, and so on. So let us lay aside all the every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Ang sala, mo na hinungdan na dili ta mo grow spiritually sa Ginoo. Ikinanglan nga ang sala, imuhang nga i-confess sa Ginoo. So once nga ang sala ma-confess, and so on, then so toy na ang imuang pag-grow spiritually sa Ginoo. But if you live a life and so on enjoying sin, you will not grow in the Lord. You will not grow in the Lord and so on. Way kapuslanan ang imuang pagpagkasala tungkol dili na makatag kaayuhan mo sa imuang paglakaw kauban sa Ginoo. God hates sin. God hates sin and so on. So kung gusto ka makapadayon sa imong lumba sa pagtuo nga walay nakasamok nimo, ang offer dinhi dula siya idea o mas nakita niya ilang sports before. Unsa man nga sport? So, unsa nga specific nga sport? Para ha? Track and field kanang dagan, right? Isa may ganahan ng dagan na rin nga pagpas ang malita. Mag long sleeve, mag tiktok, mag slack, kasi ganahan ang dagan na rin magmuna yung attire, magguyod o buwan, ganahan mga bughat ba, magpasan, ganahan ang dagan na na. Reklamo kita pa sa bubong, tamamag, balde, duwarang buong, duwarang puso. Therefore, it's so ngayon ang offer din eh, yung tanan ng mga naghatag natong kasamok o mga bulog aton, na nag-intangon o nakahaso sa itong pagdagas, pagtuwid sa ato yung tao na ipagamping. Mabuto na mga runner, pero katong mga bilyan, nalisan sa TV, o bitag runner na nag-long sleeve o nag-slack, nag-tiktak. Kasi sa loob mga runner, sleeveless o short shorts. Di ba? Very short shorts. Naka-tiktak ba nila? Sa nagsulog, rubber shoes. Para sutoy ang ilang dagan. Para walay makasamok ito, nagluag ang ilang pagdagan hangtod sa finish line. Hindi sila mauwahi. Hindi sila mauwahi ito. Ang nakapabukat sa tuang lumba, pagdagan sa tuang pagtuo. Mao ang mabutang na dilipya sa Ginoo. Labaw sa tanan ang sala. Dili ka makag-grow rapidly spiritually so if you hide sins from God. Ang tinuod, walang butang matago diya sa Ginoo. Tanan daya diya. And in verse 2, Tuwasusan ako verse 1, and let us run with what? Let us run with, this is the application, so we're almost done, this is the application. Let us run with endurance, the race that is set before us. Kung matumba ka, ayaw kamang barug, dagan. Ma-endure, persevere, so makalangutay ka hangtod sa katapusan. Kung asa imuhang mata, itanaw, lini makaskilid ko, niingon mga tao, boo, boo, oh, na, luya na matiis, wakay kusog. Tapos tanarap gabikas, imuhang papa, na lagot at yung karuulit lang ka, bunalan di ka, imuhang ko, dagan, bukid, wakay kang dagan, why practice? Lingin ako gano'n yung anjay dito, imuhang basin, oh, matangon ka nasa'y mga inspiration dagang buta na nakahaso nimo, imbis mudagan ka, natakyo, tinungon ka, nauwahit ka.
kini mga sala o mga tentasyon sa kalibutan na ay sidiglingi. Nindot na yung kalibutan. Nindot ang pleasure, ang mga material sa kalibutan, mga kalingawa sa kalibutan and so on. Pero ayaw kalimpi na kini ato ang kinabuhi diri lumba ninyo sa pagtuo. Dili importante mauwahi ka o mauna ka. Ang importante nga makaabot ka sa katapusan. Makaabot ka sa finishing line. So that's our main goal. Kung asa ang ato ang mata, itanaw sa mga butang ba sa kilid? Ano ibang kalibutan? No. Kasi gingon sa author sa Hebrews, looking unto who? Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? Mangutana ko ninyo one thing, son. Ito ko naman mo, di ba? Ang Ginoo mo, yung hatag ninyo sa pagtuo. Iyong Panginoon, able ba ang Ginoo na magka-complete o magka-humanya ng pagtuhang sa katapusan? Ito ba mo? Kung ito ta nga pagtuo gikan sa Ginoo yang gihatag nato, mo na kung gigamit ngano nagsimba ta sa Ginoo, ngano nag-alagad ta sa Ginoo, ngano nag-inigumpaay ta, ngano nagtuo ta sa Ginoo, ngano nagbasa ta sa Biblia, nag-ampo ta, nag-fellowship ta and so on. Kung nag-evangelize at nag-witness ta sa mga persons, so sa mga unbelievers outside. God, Jesus Christ, He is the author. Who is the author of your faith? Jesus. Jesus is the author of your faith, not you. Therefore, if Jesus is the author of your faith, is Jesus also able to finish and to complete His work? Amen. That's what Paul said in the book of Philippians. Turn your Bibles with me. Paul in Hebrews and so on in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. I believe 1 verse 6. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, I am also confident of this very thing, and so on, that He, in some personal pronoun refers to God, that God who has begun a good work in you, ang Dios nga nagasugod ug himog maayong buhat diha nimo, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is able to perfect, to complete what He began His own working in you. God saved you. God justified you. God called you His own. God also, He is able to perfect and to complete your faith until He comes. His own. Until He comes. Looking unto Jesus, not on this world, not on the pleasures and the temptations of this world. Young people, I know that you have a peer pressure. I experienced that. So, in your school, right? In your neighbors. But don't forget that you are a Christian. God called you for Himself. Look and fix your eyes on your Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't look at the temptations and so on. Now, tell me, nagkuhit niyo, kadiyot lang good. Grabe nung sa kakadiyos nun. Itukha-tukha na kauras. Kuyog-kuyog na ka. Fellowship tas gawas. Ngalino sa panag sa matiguang biyakaan na si kagnuktok, si kagampo, si piyong mata, si kagdaan ng libro, Biblia. Ison, I know your struggles. Diya kugigan, diya kugigan.
I know it's so on a temptation sa mabatanon ng sa kainit. But pray and fix your eyes on your Savior and on your Lord. Itugyan niya pananisun, for He cares for you. Satan will do everything just to destroy you, just to ruin your relationship with God. Satan will kuha you. Yes, isun buhaton niya tanan just to devour you. Kwaon ka niya gikan sa fellowship sa Diba. Amen ba? Yes. Wakit trabaho? Wakit wakta? Isun buhaton? Kita trabaho? At lagagay sana? Ba't kilanggol ka? Karuang rama, panahon na, kailara, kaswal ba? Pero yung time sa Dino is na sacrifice. The sacrifice is so on. Dagan pa. Kay bauta ang mga schools. Isa na mga schools, di-use ni Satan sa pagkawas panahon sa Dino. Sunday is the Lord's Day. Sunday is the Lord's Day, and we will worship God in this day and all the time. Monday to Sunday, we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. Especially the Lord's Day, so that the schools try to what? Pull you away from God. And make some laws and bylaws in its constitution that it is what? Compulsory and mandatory. That it seems it's so you cannot refuse. But it's your choice. You are a Christian. Whether to obey God rather than men. To please God rather than men. To prioritize God rather than men. It's your accountability towards God. It needs its own, our faith is strengthened, especially meaning panahon, karun. We are in 2010. As we heard from Pastor Nick, and as we can see in the internet its own, kung unsang nga panghitabo dito sa gawas from the news, local or international, paingon na gita sa tuang paingan. But God is able to deliver us also from this evil present age, like Paul said. Kamison, ay mo kumpiyansa na malignaon kayo paminawan ng kalibutan. Ato ang kaaway, wag yung siya mo kumpiyansa. Pirmi siyang nagliok. Nangitag paagi, nakita, mawata sa itong relasyon sa Ginoo. But Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Bisa si Jesus tinatintal siya pero wala siya magpatintal. Igutong siya isong pero wala niya gamitang iyang power to make the stone into bread and to eat. One niya to the gamit ng mga privilege, but He has the power. Pero wabuhata sa Ginoo for your sake, na dili siya makasala, o di siya matintal. Kundi ang mission ni Christ sa iyong pag-anhel is to redeem you, to ransom you, and to die in your behalf. And if Christ is so on, kung ikagat sa temptation ni Satan, He will not accomplish that work. But praise be to God, and so to our Lord Jesus Christ, our good example, our Master, our Savior, how He endured all those things, how He obeyed God until His death on the cross. Wala siya magdudua. Pero yung ihatag yung kaugalingon just to save you from your sins. That's how God loves you, son. And I want to close this sermon by quoting what Paul, Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians. Please open your Bibles with me. So 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Ako na i-close din agyan.
2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Paul said, "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." We cannot masabta, no? Ang bakit ni Paul din ni? Kasi bawat magid mo mismo sa kung unsay kinabuhi ni Apostle Paul, right? Siya missionary journey. Grabe ang iyang persecution. Pero bawat mo siya nisulti? For our life affliction. Awa? Happy pala niya siya mamatay, pero iyang apang the adjective that he used here is light affliction. Light, right? Nga affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Why we do not look at the things which are seen, wa kami magtan-aw sa mga butang na makita, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And chapter 5 verse 7, what says is on, for we walk by dungan ko na tabi. This is our motto, this is our encouraging closing remark is on this morning or this noon or afternoon. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Again, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Sorry. Not by sight. We walk by faith. Dili sa mabutang ato makita. Because we know it's so, na mabutang ato nakita ron, tanan, problema, pleasure, pagsulay, this is just temporary. But the glory that God is going to be revealed in the appearing of His Son, Jesus Christ, His Son, is more greater. And our little sufferings here is so, cannot even compare to the great glory that God will reveal when our Savior Jesus Christ comes. Dili na rin mo mahinumduman na ikaw ibugal-bugalan. Dili na rin mo mahinumduman ito. And I am looking forward to the coming of my Savior, because I know when He comes, it's already the completion of our salvation. That's the glorification. We will have a glorified body. No more samat, no more sakit, no more ubog, no more sipon, and so on. And God will wipe the tears from your eyes. No more death, no more pain. Wala na, and so on. Are you looking forward? Para na? So may nagigamit ang napagtanaw inyong physical eyes or inyong faith? Ngayon, igahagyatag sa ginong. Yes. That's the finishing line. Ato ang den sa bisyon. Then, padayon ta. Ayong pagsigiglingi. Kibasa ng parehas ka sa asawang Lot. Na wili iksoan sa Sodom o Gomorrah. Ay pagsigiglingi. But fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep serving God. Abounding more in the work of the Lord and so on. For we know that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. The last word and so on I will give you. My favorite verse. Philippians 1:21. Isa yung nakatago. For me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. May the Lord bless you.